Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
The rumor is the sticky icky.
Yeah, had a little issue with that. Yeah. And so...
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Cal has been around the James Strebel mess.
And James Strebel...
Cal knows me! He knows who I am? Really? Oh, bro, Danya, really?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'm not the biggest Chris Mackin fan in the world. I don't, you know, the offense sucked last year. They've underperformed. They've fallen apart down the stretch.
So one more hour to go. Hopefully you're into your weekend, having a good time. Beautiful weather tonight. Besides this weekend may not be nice, but we shall see. News we've been talking about today. Lou City's game is supposed to be 8 o'clock tomorrow. It's now going to be at 4 o'clock tomorrow. We'll have it right here on ESPN Louisville. All the Never Nervous stuff, all the Purvis Ellison stuff. We talked about that in the 3 o'clock hour. Thank God we got away from it in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Strebel has a date night tonight. Did you just mean to call me? Do you know what just happened?
Who, me?
Well, I just got a FaceTime.
No, I didn't try to.
Well, I just got a FaceTime now. Yes. No, I'm saying I got a FaceTime.
Oh, you got a FaceTime.
I got a FaceTime.
Oh.
And I'm thinking about FaceTiming him back.
Okay.
You ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
I got a FaceTime from your son, Kellen.
You did?
It was an accident.
Kellen FaceTimed you?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And then it clicked off like he didn't mean to.
Wow. That's awesome.
You want to FaceTime him?
Yeah.
Here you go. I'll
FaceTime him.
That's his email.
Yeah,
that's
his email. Yeah, let's see if he answers.
It's unavailable.
He's probably on his iPad looking
unavailable.
To play a little Roblox with the bros.
A little Roblox.
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 Roblox. Yeah, a little Roblox.
What that is.
It's a game where they like create worlds and stuff like that, and they can navigate through them and play games and stuff.
Oh wow,
it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Is Ents on that one?
I don't know.
Making trades with your son?
I don't think he's doing that, but he may be on Roblox. That's hilarious. I'd ask him about that when he get home.
It was an accident.
Yeah.
I still like it.
Yeah, I like it too. That's awesome.
It just makes you think, who else can he FaceTime? If he's FaceTiming me, like how would he FaceTime me?
Well, I think because back when I had COVID and we were trying to like work out like how to do the show and stuff, from my home, I FaceTime you on his iPad.
Oh wow!
And so your number's still in there, I bet.
That's exactly what happened.
Yes, I bet your number's still in his iPad. Yeah,
well, there we go.
We solved the mystery.
We have not talked about this today, and I feel like I was going to lead today's show with this. And we weren't going to mention Purvis maybe for the first, 30 minutes. Just to, not to play a joke on the audience, just so I can make my crappy point that this story's not doing it for me.
Sure.
But I know people disagree. 437-9680. It's this right here. It is hell, is it not? What you saw, the people that were walking in the water in the subway in New York City.
Yes.
You've seen that, have
yes,
you?
Yes, I did.
Grossman,
yes.
You saw that,
good
did you not?
Grief.
No, I actually did not see this.
Oh, my God. God.
Yeah, it's it's claustrophobic anyway. And then when you add water to it and all,
it sounds terrible.
It sounds just awful and disgusting.
Like, it was essentially dark brown water.
Yeah. It's
people were like, and one woman tried to still get to the train. She had a trash bag around her legs. I mean, this water was high, too.
Yeah, it wasn't like, it was like up to their knees almost.
Oh, it was more than that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It was like waist high at least.
That's
a veto.
I'm just trying to think of like all the rats and vermin and stuff floating around in there.
It's disgusting. It's the bottom.
It is the bottom. Like, I'm not coming to work. Like, I'm just not
to
coming today.
To take one drink of that water,
Jesus Christ.
One drink. Jack, you're the I'll eat anything for
I'm
money.
I'm still the guy that's mad that I didn't take the $100 to lick Locke's broken foot back in the day.
Oh, weren't you going to lick his big toe?
I was going to lick his big toe, and I wimped out. And I'm still mad that I wimped out on that. I should have done it for $100. To drink the water, though, I think it would take more than $100.
He got credit at IU. School of Journalism.
Yes.
What did he do?
What did he do?
He was put in a predicament to lick another man's toe for $100.
That had not been washed in weeks. It was right after he had
his ACL toe.
ACL surgery.
Oh.
I
forgot all about that.
Now that Jack brought it up, that was a great
hit. I still have when we did the push-up game with Big Easy.
Oh, that video?
Video of Grossman doing push-ups.
Oh, that's got to be a sad video.
just the butt crack was out.
Yeah.
And then when he started to drool on the floor is when I was like, I'm going to stop videoing. I'm like, this is enough.
I'm done.
Yeah, this is. I got what I needed.
Yeah,
I'm done.
And more.
I'm not going any further. But I don't know. I would say to drink a glass of that. Like, do I have to finish the whole glass or take a sip?
No, not a glass. Like, I'm talking a
drink.
A drink. Yeah,
just one drink.
I mean, I'm thinking at least. Four figures.
Oh Lord, stop it!
I was thinking $500-$600.
Yeah,
if
you had $500 on the table,
just for one drink, I'd say $500.
I need enough money to cover medical bills in case I got some sort of disease.
Yeah, right,
that would be fair. I would say $500-$600 plus whatever medical bills.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Your body would fight it off.
It probably wouldn't be the worst thing ever, at least food wise. I put my body.
What are you eating?
I mean, there was
no. Jack just corrected himself.
Yeah.
His brain now is starting to work.
Yeah.
He was going to say that wouldn't be the worst thing I put in my body.
Yep.
But then he realized how it would have sounded.
And he stopped.
And he made sure to let us know about food.
Yep. Yes.
Texas says Andy bragging about texting Maddie Bangs yesterday was disgusting.
How sad. Did he hit you back yet about Jack doing the PA?
No.
Okay. He is on vacation.
No.
He's
That's not
vacation.
Who I texted yesterday either.
Oh, it wasn't Maddie Bangs.
Yeah, don't worry about what
about
I'm
that?
Yeah, you guys
Whoa.
Settle down.
Shane of the Dude?
That's who it was. Texas says, did Strebel wink at you when he mentioned having COVID?
No, I didn't.
Yes, he did.
I didn't wink.
Let me ask this. Do you guys have, for the 5 o'clock audience, do we have one more hurrah? Is it deserved now, 24 hours later, to have one more final hurrah with Purvis and Mac?
Yeah.
And do we reiterate what I said earlier? I'm Team Mac on this one. I mean, do people want that right now? I'm asking because I don't know. It's the 5 o'clock hour. I feel like everything has been said throughout the entire day. It's a silly story. It is what it is. And it's odd that old Louisville players don't like U of L in some sort of way or butthurt over whatever, but that's where we are.
I did the final take I have on this.
So you have one.
I have one more in the holster.
You have one more in the holster. This is just going to be what? Some anti-Louisville?
No, it's not.
Is that what it
it's
is?
It's not anti-Louisville.
I feel like this is the last week when Diener asked Blank, is this going to be an anti-UK
take?
Well, here's the thing. Grossman gave them tired of hearing about Kenny Payne take.
Sure.
And so we got into Kenny Payne. We got into Bobby Knight was mentioned. Like, we dug into sports radio a little bit here.
I do think there's still the U of L should be recruiting DJ Wagner, considering he's Milt Wagner's grandson and is coached by Purvis Ellison.
Well, the only thing I would say is Louisville fans are happy they're recruiting Reed Sheppard, even though they don't think they're getting Reed Sheppard.
Right.
But they don't feel the same about DJ Wagner. Like they're not going to get him, but we don't need to recruit him.
Don't even try.
I disagree with that. The realization is they feel like they have a chance at Reed Sheppard.
Yeah, and that's all it is.
And that's fine, and DJ Wagner probably will go pro. And if he goes to college, of course I don't think he's going to U of L. Again,
right.
We have not mentioned that one time. We have not before yesterday had that conversation where we've linked those two together. But you're telling me right now you have one
more in the holster.
Let's hear it. The floor is yours, round father.
One of the things that was mentioned multiple times today when I was listening to the Diener show and then Maven and Rummage, they just can't, and it wasn't all their fault, and I understand it, and you had to mention it, but they got to keep throwing my man, Ricky P, under the bus. It's all his fault. It was him that excommunicated
all of the old
Cardinal players. It's not Mac's fault, which I agree. It's not Mac's fault.
Right.
But all the blame.
I don't view this as.
It's not a Mac problem.
I think Mac has looked better coming out of this, but I agree with Drew that if Mac had more of a wide array of backers.
Sure.
Of people that could get his message out, it would be helpful in times like this.
And Maven did mention, that when Chris Mack took the helm, that he did reach out and did a drink session with a lot of the former players that did show up. But I just kept hearing it was Rick Pitino, and he's the one that shoved everybody away, and it's his fault. I mean, how much more disrespect do we have to throw on Rick Pitino? This was the guy that Louisville fans had a love-hate relationship with while he was at U of L, and they weren't really talking about this. They weren't really they didn't care. They did not care at the time that Rick Pitino wasn't having the old players come back in Freedom Hall and then in the Yum Center. I don't remember that talking point. If that was a talking point, please let me know.
But I don't know.
I don't know either.
Whether it was or not, it's how people feel now.
It's how they feel now.
So it's what's going to be said now.
Yeah, it's what's going to be said now. Now, how much of that is true or not, I don't know. But there's just another thing where they added Rick Pitino's name to the naughty list. He did this, he did this, he did this, he did that. And it just made me think, too. Talk about people never coming back. Pitino ain't ever coming back.
Well, yeah.
Y'all are done with Pitino.
We've hit all the notes. It is.
I'm just saying, like there's more bad blood between Louisville and Rick Pitino than between Purvis Ellison and U of L.
I would love to know the truth on why there is a number of guys that what they are unhappy at. And what I said at 3:15 today is Louisville's putting together, you know, Drew talked about this. He put together, let's see, what's the 35th anniversary?
35th anniversary of the 1986.
It's the 35th anniversary that you're going to find out this college basketball season whether you're going to be able to, for the next while, have a conversation with Purvis. That's it. I mean, that's how I feel, because Louisville will do everything, okay? Everything. They'll bend over backwards to make sure that it's a game, that it's a date, that it's a weekend where he can be there. And if he doesn't show, like he has not showed before, fine. Listen, in the few years, I don't give a damn about this with Chris Mack. I side with Mack. Mm-hmm. He said the guy's name in his press conference.
Yep.
He has reached out multiple times. He is recruiting a couple guys, maybe not as hard as others. Listen, Chris Mack recruiting, I don't think anyone's figured that out here.
No.
I haven't figured that out here, right? If he goes
it's
and lands.
Changed.
Yeah. Like,
it has changed.
I really don't know. It had such a high bump, and then it's been down, and then he scored big in the transfer market. We'll see what happens with Marcus Carr. I mean, listen, the things we talked about. The people that wanted, and I understand, the people that wanted, hey, Bozich has to get both sides to the story. I understand that. We'll talk with him on Thursday. I give him a heads up that he was being beat up over it. I will say, I love the people teaching journalism when they want both sides of the story, when very little around here is predicated for both sides of a story.
Yeah, it's only one.
I mean, it's very slanted. Pro-Louisville, negative Kentucky. Pro-Kentucky, crap on Louisville.
Right.
I mean, that is the majority of the abyss that we are in here. So we talked about that. And I wish that I knew the circumstance of each player, and I don't even know, like, I saw someone on Twitter, it's like, I don't even know what the beef is.
Yeah.
I don't even know, and that's why we got into Kenny Payne stuff. We will not get into that again, I can tell you that. But I don't even know where each, I don't have the roll call on who is happy, unhappy, or indifferent with U of L, former player. I have no idea. Now, it always goes public. That's a whole different discussion that we can talk about. There's no doubt they have a couple guys that have platforms. Jerry Eves is one of them, and they have a pipeline to Bozich,
sure.
Among others, but he would be one of those. I just, we've talked so much about it.
If the answer is easy as Rick Pitino, you'd figure that it would be fences mended easily because he ain't here anymore. If that's the answer, and that,
yeah.
That's what I hear a lot of people telling me, Rick was the one that did it. If that's the case, he's gone. What's the holdup? That's just that. That was my final take on it. That was my final thought on it. Just what's the holdup? If Rick's the bad guy, we should be good now. He's not here.
Some news with Marcus Carr.
Oh,
are you ready for that?
I'm ready for this, yes.
But this adds a little bit to the story, but here's the funny part about it. It adds a little bit to the story.
This story we're talking about right now?
No. The Marcus Carr story.
Okay.
Thank God this came out. When did this come out? Rothstein put it out, Jack?
Yeah, roughly a minute ago.
Well, damn. There we go. Marcus Carr plans to visit Texas next week.
Okay.
Per his mentor, Vidal is a Messiah. What a badass name.
That's a great name, man.
Holy cow.
That's a great name.
So Minnesota transfer Marcus Carr plans to visit Texas next week per his mentor, Vidal Messiah. Carr is also working on a visit to Louisville. Kansas and Kentucky are also in the mix. So, okay,
huh.
It confirms it. I don't know why we have to. Kentucky, Kansas aren't in the mix.
They're not in the mix.
So let's move them out of the way.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Let's move this forward,
okay?
So Texas gets the first visit. Louisville gets the last. Louisville getting the visit, a visit, if it works out.
Yeah.
Louisville getting a visit, to me, furthers the story that they're going to have a chance. Would they be underdogs? Sure, we can have that conversation.
Right.
I am sure that's the prevalent notion. But it gives them a chance to woo him, mm-hmm. to sell him at the highest level.
Sure.
And that's if he, you know, gets that worked out, which I would imagine he would. I would imagine you're doing anything for that to be the case. He will visit Texas next week.
Wow.
And if I don't know if he can visit during the week, come to Louisville maybe on the weekend, you could be looking at it in a couple weeks here, having your Marcus Carr conversation wrapped up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, he's moving fast on this. I mean, I thought...
Well, it gives us a timeline as well.
Timeline.
It's not going to be something announced like Monday.
Right. Is it an expectation of when this could happen? Man, I mean.
What do you think about waiting on these guys? Like, we've waited and waited for these guys. And I mean these guys, Carr and Coburn.
Sure.
It's like, wow, they've been worried about the NBA, so they haven't paid attention to teams. It's lingering. Part of me is like, just pick a bleeping team.
No, I'm with you on that.
I want to talk about the roster, and I just
as a full roster,
because it's impossible to talk about Marcus Carr because it's out of the, like, Louisville needs him. It's out of the cycle,
right?
What else do we say?
Right. With Kofi Coburn, at least Marcus Carr is giving us a timeline. Kofi Coburn's not giving us anything. So, I guess for me, a worry would be, because this is an imminent decision. Okay, this isn't going to drag on for months. This is an imminent decision. I would be worried if, like he said, Texas definitely next week. Louisville working on it. I would be worried if he goes to Texas and Chris Beard just locks that up. Like, he goes to Texas, Chris Beard does a great sell job saying, hey.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm with you on that. It could happen.
I'm just saying.
Sure, it could happen.
Because he could be, like, look at the talent, look at Chris Beard's building, and saying, hey, we already have a top, you know, 10-ish, 15-ish type team. You come into the fold. There's plenty of playing time. I tell you right now, there's one guard on the bench that's not playing over you. That's Devin Askew. I mean, how bad is it for Devin Askew? He goes from Kentucky, where, you know, with the guards there, he wasn't going to play anyway. Goes to Texas with an open roster, and now all of a sudden you get Marcus Carr maybe coming into the fold, and he's back on the bench again. But beside the point,
I mean, he wasn't starting anyways.
But
at least he can be the first guy off the bench.
But that takes away more minutes. I mean, without Marcus Carr, he's getting more minutes than he's going to get. Marcus Carr shows up, that's less minutes for Devin Askew. But anyway, beside the point, I would be a little nervous.
No one cares about Devin Askew I understand. It's funny that you can laugh.
Funny. Yeah.
He's not going to start anyway, right?
He's not going to start anyway.
Andrew Jones and who else? Who am I missing, Grossman? Come on.
Former Louisville commit, Courtney Ramey.
Courtney Ramey's still there.
Wow, forgot about him. Yeah, I mean, Courtney Ramey and Devin. I mean,
would you open the door for the Cat,
yes,
by the way?
Yeah,
sorry.
Hold on.
I think you lied. Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on, Cat.
No, he's gone.
I'll still open it just in case he wants to come back.
Well, yeah. Did you shut the door to the bathroom? That's his little door.
Need to get in there?
Yeah, he probably needs to get in there.
Come on, Cat. I'm coming to your
rescue. Texas says Ethan Moore said today he would feel 75% sure Louisville would get him if he took a visit. He thought they were 15% if he didn't. Texas says, so with UK, it's great they have the last visit, but with U of L, it's bad they have the last visit. Let me read that again. With UK, it's great they have the last visit, but with U of L, it's bad they have the last visit.
No, the reason
all I said was Texas has the first visit, Louisville has the last visit. That's all I've said.
No, I think they're directing that towards me, because I said it with Jalen Duren. And the only reason I said that is because the decision's more imminent. Like, Jalen Duren's going to drag out for a couple more months.
Yeah, no, I think Marcus Carr will visit Louisville.
I think he will, too. I'm not saying
that he's not going to have his mind made. I have no idea. But I would say that this furthers, it puts in concrete the fact that Louisville and Texas, they're the two, and that this is a big deal and something that, you know, I don't want to say falling into your lap because that gets into the Rick Pitino stuff.
Right.
But you're in a 50-50 with a guy that we didn't know totally he was going to be available.
No, this makes
The Cubs may have hit a grand slam.
Oh, no, off the Ivy. Off the Ivy.
I'll take it.
Are you not watching?
Oh, I am. Don't worry. That's Bryant.
Is that Jock Peterson?
Yes, you just scored. Yeah. Chris Bryant, baby.
He's overrated, you would agree, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's just a poor man Schwarber.
Text Mitch, tell him, eat it.
We should call him. He's probably at work.
Yeah.
He's cold. Hello, Mrs. Smith. I wonder if you would like to consider an 8-game package for your St. Louis Cardinals.
This is Mitchell Hannigan.
2021, this is Mitchell Hannigan from Galloway County. The bleep is Galloway County.
You know how the Mitch curse is real? The Cubs have lost 12 out of 13 games going into this, and they're whipping the Cardinals right now.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That means Marcus Carr will be going to Louisville, and Kobe Coburn will be going to Kentucky.
Yep.
Hang on, Jack. Texas says, does Jack know what Vidal Sassoon is?
No.
I didn't think you did.
Yeah.
Continue. Give us your take.
I was just saying, of course, the LSU guy commits to Kentucky after Mitch leaves.
Yeah. Rosenthal. Yeah.
Yeah, Derek.
I agreed with Blank. The cloud has been lifted.
It has been lifted. It's gone.
I mean,
the negativity.
Yeah, I don't.
The depression.
The losing betting.
Yeah, losing. It's all
That's
gone.
That's great. Everything's great.
The show has been born again. With Jack Grossman.
It's great. Yeah. It's important. It's great again. It's born again. Let's see. I'm looking at the I'm looking. Give me the drop on Diener and Purvis. I just want to see how you cut this. I just want to see before we go to break.
At Purvis, at MOP from 86, he's a liar.
Whoa! Diener? He didn't like Mac? He didn't like Purvis?
At Purvis, at MOP from 86, he's a liar.
I mean, he was doing the. I mean, you know.
I know what he's doing.
Yeah, totally taken out of context.
He was doing the thing I did. I like the Wildcats, but I hate America. The same thing.
Texas says, LOL, didn't ask you start all last year for your Cats.
He did, and that's why they were 9-16. He was bad. I mean, that's another. Like, this again. I was like, yeah, we know he sucked. He's one of the primary reasons we didn't win anything.
Texas says, this transfer market's awesome. What would you guys be talking about if we didn't have the market? Oh, I put that on Twitter over the weekend. Yeah. It's fantastic.
It really is.
No, it's fantastic.
I love it.
I love the college basketball free agency. Texas says, Marcus Carr visiting Louisville. Fire up the Hookers. Fire them up.
Fire them up.
Fire them up. Thank you, Texter. Thank you for that.
I mean, eventually that joke has to die. Like, please, just get over it.
I mean, talk to your people. I don't know. Talk to your own people.
I do. I don't make those jokes.
But it's your people.
I'm leading by example. I'm leading by example. I'm not. I'm not throwing those jokes out there.
Your kids are heckling at games. You're drinking bourbon at Little League games.
I'm talking about BBN.
I don't go short. So what's going on here?
I'm just saying I don't make those Katina Powell jokes. I don't make them.
I don't know if I believe you on that.
I've been doing the show for multiple years.
But you're now, online. You can have secrets accounts.
I don't have secret accounts. Okay. I have what I have.
Except for the IG one.
No.
Except for that one. That one email where everything goes.
It's a secret
Let's
email.
Take a break.
Dark web email.
Let's take a break. Jack Grossman's nervous about the mixtape.
He is.
I think I think the Cubs just hit a two-run home run. They did. They're now up 9-2.
Oh, my gosh.
Some guy by the name of Wisdom.
All that, bitch!
No wonder you're
last. He was a former Cardinals first-round pick, Patrick Wisdom.
I have no idea who this guy is, Wisdom.
No, Wisdom.
He's hit 12 home runs this year, Patrick
Damn.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
Who the hell's that?
Good for him.
We will tell you more about Patrick Wisdom next.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
This is Harry Kane.
Block it.
Can Harry Kane do it? Can he save a nation?
No.
It is his magical moment to be had.
And James Strebel.
He moves in.
Yes!
He's blocked, but he covers it up with a goal.
No.
And there's the moment.
That's it.
Kane does it.
That's it.
There's the moment.
There it is.
Bleep offense.
I'm out of the pool.
Bleep offense.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so here we go. 5 o'clock hour, presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. Get out there this weekend. Cox'sLouisville.com. They're delivering. Whether it be all that good craft beer selection at Evergreen Liquors or all the premium cigars, really both locations. You got another cigar this weekend?
I don't have one, do you? I don't have one. No, that does sound good though.
Man,
I enjoyed that
man.
Last cigar.
Little premium cigar, beer,
yeah.
Wine, spirits. You know they got you covered. Tonight, this weekend, next week, whenever it may be, it's Cox's Spirit Shops. All those locations all over the city of Louisville and the now three locations of Evergreen Liquors. 437-9680. Also finding out during the break.
Uh-oh.
Process has been blocking people on the text line.
Yes.
And so I've reached out to Process. I called him soft.
Oh, did you?
Oh, it's so soft.
Did it? Yeah. Well,
if someone says something, you know, over the, you know, racist, sexist, I get it. But, you know, making fun of your crappy takes, come on. What are
yeah,
we doing?
Yeah. I mean, there are things that are over the line that deserve blocks, but, you know, questioning your NFL knowledge isn't one of them.
Texas says Bobby V was talking to Mark Story today, and both said the car was a ball stopper.
Oh, wow.
Texas says, does Marcus Carr stay at the Gold House?
Is Kenny Johnson footing the bill?
Texas says, ask who's going to ball.
If he does, good for him. I won't hate on it.
Texas says, the show has been bored again. I like that.
Bored.
Make the take bored. B-O-R-E-D. Write that down,
okay.
Grossman.
Yeah.
Write it down for a T-shirt. Go ahead.
Yeah.
437-9680. All right, let's fire her up. It's the mixtape. It's presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. Guys, if you're living with ED or PD, you don't have to. HightowerMens.com. HightowerMens.com. We'll tell you more about them. Jack, how confident are you feeling? I mean, you're young to this mixtape game, so I sense you're scared.
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling better after we went through a few things today. Okay. Changed a few things. I'm feeling pretty good.
All right, so let's go. Let's fire up the new open. I think there's a new open.
All right.
He had to change it for himself. So let's,
hell yeah.
Let's fire that up and let's get the mixtape going on this Friday.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
That's great! Yeah, Jack! Jack!
Oh, man, go ahead, let's go. What's sound number one?
The moral of the story, kids listening in, apparently, if you are having trouble getting through to the unemployment office, just crush the governor in a public setting, and then maybe you'll get a call back.
Wow.
He interviewed I think governor. I've fallen into it. I've fallen into so many. It's been Mitch a run gone. Of bad luck.
Mitch is gone. Black cloud's over.
Yeah, come on, Nancy.
The curse
relax.
Of Mitch. The curse of Mitch.
The curse of Mitch is over. We're going. Okay. Mitch is in St. Louis, and where are the Cardinals right now? As soon as they sent him the offer letter, they started losing. All right? So here's the deal. Like, we're on the way. All right? Kentucky, y'all don't have to worry about it. Mitch is out of there, too. Y'all are going to be good. Louisville's going to be good. Mitch is gone. The curse is over.
The Reds can't lose, right? I mean,
the Reds are on fire.
Blanketmaker.
I agree with Blank for the most part, but they lost last night.
Bringing them all together. Kentucky ain't cards.
Louisville receivers coach Gunter Brewer joined the Diener Show earlier this morning and talked about NIL. And talked about the Cardinal receiving core.
The group shaping up, developing some more depth, and we'll see how.
That's live radio, baby.
Here's what Jody said.
What did Jody say?
Ross McMain's here with Coach Mac.
Okay.
Ross has some sweet shorts on. We'll try and snap a photo.
Oh.
Burn me alive. If I ever say that on the air, burn me alive.
They are scared because they're despite all the bravado, they know they're the behind the eight ball this year in basketball anyway. They know that their roster isn't as good as Kentucky's. It's not. It's not as deep. It's not as talented. It's just not as good. If you add 18 and 10 on top of everything else Kentucky has, they're done. They don't even have a center. They do, but they can't trust either one of them. They know the pooch is screwed if Kofi Coburn comes to Kentucky, and they're going to have to sit back with their mediocrity and watch Kentucky basketball be the story along with Gonzaga in 2021, 2022. They know the pooch is screwed if Kofi Coburn comes to Kentucky.
Oh,
they
man.
Know the pooch is
oh,
screwed
my God, again.
If Kofi
again.
Coburn comes to Kentucky.
Give us something
I do
else
think
besides
someone
that.
Filled him in that I was not his biggest fan because, I don't know.
He got him in the Budweiser hot seat.
It was just a little bit awkward the entire time that he was in there. I do believe someone probably was like, hey, pretty sure this guy Is he your biggest fan? I mean, I'm on record saying I'll never vote for him in any election ever again. Still stand by that. But yeah.
But you'll you'll give the kiddos bats hats. You gotta love it.
I'm not trying to be me.
Fine. This country was built off disagreements and still shaking a hand after it.
Don't like the way he's gone about things. But I think
he hates Bashir.
I know that Greg was a little worried about it. But you know, we made it through, and it was all good. So,
GG, sweating profusely back there. Gotta love it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Greg Gallias sweating the Nick Curran and Bashir going to get into it on live radio at a AAA baseball game?
I can't do
it. It would have been the pinnacle.
That sounds...
I mean, Curran would have been sent to the Yankees to take over John Sterling after that.
What if he's gone?
Yeah. Keep him coming. It's the mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. By the way, the goal's off the board. Bonucci nearly saved a nation, but he loses again. And Jason Ants roared with anger so much that his kitty cat went and hid.
Right now, Louisville is, I think, a tournament team, but they're not a very good seeded tournament team. Like, if I was to seed them, if I was to make a bracketology today, I'd put them at like a 7 or 8. But when you add Marcus Carr to that, it's okay. Now we might be able to get to the second weekend. Maybe now we can start talking about that. When Jerry Palm puts out his bracketology, maybe we're 3, 4, 5, somewhere in there.
I want to give Blank credit here.
I do too. I'm with you.
Holy cow. He and Rummage disagree on that. That's 93.9's dealing with some stuff. Keep them coming.
Have we ratcheted up the pressure on Coach Mack? Does the news of Marcus Carr?
No, but
if we get Marcus Carr, is it Final Four or you got to go?
I'll buy a.
Don't answer that, Steve.
I'll buy a non-refundable room in New Orleans.
You'd buy a non-refundable room in New Orleans.
I will do it on this show the day he commits.
If he gets Marcus Carr.
I will get a non-refundable room.
I won't let you do that. I'll make you wait at least till the fifth game.
Enjoy the wild.
Blank scolded him not to do it. Keep him coming.
That's awesome. Put it out there that you want Marcus Carr. This is a big-time player that takes
Who has done that? Grossman, help
nobody.
Me. Has anyone went out and says, I'm demanding it?
I'll do it right now. They need Marcus Carr.
No. You're
an IU fan.
Listen, you attention whore. Not you. Not you, Grossman.
No. Kentucky is going to have a nice basketball season. You know, it seems like this is exactly the type of team that earns the number one spot in the country and makes it to the Elite Eight for John Calipari.
Who's this man?
No, but...
He's a little swipe.
Wait, is that a swipe, the Elite Eight?
Yeah, it's the Elite Eight part of the swipe. He's saying Cal's going to have all the talent and underachieve.
Me and Grossman couldn't... Yeah, but Elite Eight... No, for Kentucky, Elite Eight's not good enough. Yeah,
no, it's not good enough.
No, okay.
But the Louisville fans, it's everything.
Yeah, okay, thank you for that. Thank you. Keep them coming.
We continue to try to get these Reds players healthy, get them back up to Cincinnati so they can help the Reds. They're in a charge to try to overtake the Brewers and grab first place.
Yeah, I mean, the parent.
They dropped.
Oh, Drew.
Dead air. Process was in the bathroom. Still dead air.
Okay, we're back. Okay, we're there. Process. We have Greg. Is anybody back there? Bueller, are we there? Hello?
Oh, that hurts.
I don't know if we're on the air.
Yeah, you're on. You dropped.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
So we are there. So, okay.
Skin's crawling.
Oh, I was like SOS. Like, Process, get out of the bathroom!
Greg Gallant.
Gallant didn't say anything, which is the way to go.
Yeah.
Just stay silent. Keep them coming.
Back. Raging Bull tells the real-life story of what troubled boxer?
Jake LaMotta.
There you go.
Yep.
Okay, Jake LaMotta.
No idea.
I know this. The movie is... I've seen it, but I don't... Yeah,
character name, no idea.
Jake LaMotta.
Is that your final
what
answer?
What he said, yes. Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Keep him coming. I believe her name is Tiana Trump. Do you know who that is?
Tiana Trump?
Yes.
I have to admit, I don't. Who is Tiana Trump?
Grossman?
I'm guessing someone in the Trump family. I'm going to go Trump's granddaughter.
No, that's just... No. It's not.
Okay.
It is not.
Okay.
She is a porn star.
Oh!
Yeah, you can find her on Twitter if you want.
Oh! No! Bah! Yo! Hey! I wasn't expecting that! PJ? What are you doing?
So PJ... Well, they're friends! So PJ...
Oh! Hey! I was not expecting that. I thought it was going to be another bikini shot.
Also a good t-shirt. I thought it was going to be another bikini shot. That is PJ Washington having a porn star holding his child and visiting his home.
His infant son.
And that's it. And then I showed Streeble just a small clip, and he reacted like we needed him to react. All right, I'm going to shut up. Play some sound. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape. Let's go. Glass box around her, and she'll break I can help.
Like the wind. No, you turn my microphone on and you tell everybody what you just told me right now.
Okay, so I was like, I need to get some royalty-free jam.
Okay.
And I previewed it beforehand, and I clicked it past, you know, the ad on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of just went to this part, like the bass drop, and I didn't hear anything about that, like... Not that I'm against it, but
yeah,
hear all that female empowerment like at the beginning. And I was like,
no, listen, I was waiting. I was waiting for the bass to drop.
Was he? Oh, they were on the air there, right?
Yeah.
Yes, they were.
Like it.
All right. By the way, I think I found another IG model for you. May keep it for next week.
Okay.
Gabrielle, keep them coming.
Gabrielle.
He said Trump's great.
He did.
You said last name was anything. Strong.
Okay. Last name is Strong.
It is a great point. Do you know any more Trumps that aren't with Donald Trump?
No.
This is the only one.
That's why I was confused.
This is the only one.
That's why I was confused. I thought it might be like a... Like,
she's holding the baby. PJ Washington walks. He's there.
And he probably took the picture.
His wife's best friend is this porn star.
Yeah.
I want to. Now let's make a James Strebel.
No.
Now let's make a James Strebel.
I would leave. I would just leave the house. Honey, my friend's coming over. My adult film star friend's coming. Well, I'll see you later. I'm thrown for a loop. PJ's living in a different world.
The rugby player was banned for 10 matches.
Oh, yeah.
For putting his finger up the bottom of an opponent.
Jesus,
up the bottom?
God.
Yes, the butt stuff.
So did he play for Dabo?
No, he does not, as far as I could tell, have any connection to the Clemson football program.
You sure?
I'm not seeing anything.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, Clemson. You know, they go for the ear holes, the eye holes, the butt holes. They go for everything. Okay, they're going for all the holes. And you know, good that, you know, finally there's a sports organization that will stand up for the holes of the opponents.
I want that on a t-shirt too.
That.
Finally, there's an organization that will stand up for the holes of the opponent. Keep them coming.
I want butts, and I want them now.
Yeah. I want some butts, and I want them now.
Ear holes, eye holes, and butt holes. That's the Clemson way.
Killing it.
Texter says, I just imagined Drew's neighbor. Honey, there's some man next door yelling about buttholes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, gosh. All right.
Yeah, I don't. 27 points? 26 points.
Oh,
he did
man.
Great. Sorry, I don't know where all that came from.
Man, oh, man. Did you have to swallow that down?
I did.
You had to swallow that down, did you not?
Yeah, I had to.
Oh, that was a loogie, essentially. Your mouth has to taste disgusting right now.
It does, but I...
Take a drink. Take a drink. Only a Bush Light can... That's the worst right there. We've all been there, just usually not on AM live radio. Boy, that phlegm.
There we go. Okay.
Oh,
I think I'm okay now. I think.
Oof.
I may have to run the restroom.
Oh,
guess worse.
Strieble dying on the air.
Yeah.
His lap band got messed up. Yeah. Come on, let's finish the story.
Oh, no! Oh,
England scored!
No!
Oh, I thought we were doing more of that.
Wow.
Not you, Sterling.
You're not okay.
I'm not!
I'm looking. What's wrong with you? Do you have more phlegm?
Yeah, I think I need to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. I got something caught in my throat.
Okay,
I'll be right back.
He does. He has something caught
in
his throat.
We're just back from a break.
He does. I don't know what's going on with him. Texter wants to know. Texter, he's limping to the toilet right now. And this is nothing against her. But Katie George reenacted goals last night, and so ESPN put it up all over the place.
Oh, really? I didn't see that. I missed that.
And again,
how was the bathroom?
I was fine. I just had a lot of...
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I had like a lot of...
You smoking a heater today?
No, I didn't smoke anything, isn't it?
Is that cigar?
I think I had some food.
Still don't look right.
It's stuck. Like, I think I had some food... I'm serious. I think I have some food stuck in my lap band. I'm dead serious.
I think you still haven't recovered from
Grossman. Grossman, hang on. We'll get to you in a second. I need you to write this down. I need for a T-shirt. This is the leader. Okay, I want to write all these down. I'm serious. Okay, write these down. I need your help with this because everything moves too fast when you're hosting. Write this down. I think a little food got caught in my lap band. That's the shirt.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you know... Remember when the Supreme Court said pornography? You know it when you see it.
Right.
Like yesterday, you saw some.
I saw some,
And you reacted.
Yes.
You knew that you saw some. That's this.
Yeah.
I know the shirt... Just that sentence, I think a little food got caught in my lap band.
Yeah.
That's the sports radio I want to do. Around Marcus Carr and Kobe Cobra.
Yeah, the lap band food stuck is in the middle. You're going to laugh. I know that.
Oh, here we go.
I had a little pita bread and hummus.
I love hummus.
Yeah, before I
What's
came over here.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that, Grossman?
It sounds... I know how it sounds.
Well, you think it sounds girly?
It sounds pretentious. I understand.
Wait, you're doing it again.
I am doing it again. It's really a stuff. I got pita bread stuck in my lap.
What do I do? I hope he's okay.
Did he go to the bathroom again?
Yeah. I'm in tears. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. By the way, here's your new IG model.
Oh, let's see.
Gabriella.
Oh, man. No tan lines. That's impressive.
Jack, write it down. No tan lines. That's impressive. No tan lines. That's impressive.
I got to do some more research.
Oh, my God.
I'm good.
Jackson
Are we
says,
sure?
Flynn Daddy choked more than Calipari
I'm
in the tournament.
What was that grunt you just
No, said? I cleared my throat. I'm good now. I'm fine. I just had to drink some water, some cold water. I think what set it off was the carbonation of the Busch Light.
Don't blame the Busch Light.
No, I really think that's what it was.
Don't blame the Busch Light.
But I'm good. I'm clean. I'm good.
Oh, God.
I'm good.
Oh, my God. I don't know how we...
You saw the panic in my face. Like, I felt it. I felt it start building up.
I can't look at him. Grossman, I can't look at him. I knew he wasn't right the first time he came back.
Yeah.
I sit here and I wonder how this brave new world is going to affect Eric Wood. I just don't know because Kenny Payne is not even Kenny Payne.
Man, I wish I could broker this.
Kenny Payne is not even Kenny Payne.
Man, I wish I could broker this.
Mix one in right now. Give me one.
Dope.
Is that dope?
Weed. Grass.
Did you say grass?
Yep.
That's what my grandpa called it.
That one got me.
Can we stop feeling sorry for Eric Wood?
No, I'm not asking.
He's the guy that jumped in front of the camera while somebody hit record.
No one's talking about Eric Wood. Nobody. No one. Nobody's talking about Eric Wood. Mix one in right now. Give me another nickname, Grossman.
Hash. Dank.
That's the winner, Dank.
It really is.
I love that video, too, by the way. I think if Louisville has the opportunity to beat Kentucky, that they should play it throughout the arena.
They're not going to do that. They will not be doing that.
You don't think they'll play it throughout the arena?
No, don't think so.
I love that video.
Okay. Yeah, let them play it this year. I would be fine with that. I would be fine with that. I would support U of L playing that video if they won, as long as when Kentucky won, Mitch got out the Dino Gaudio video. I think.
Do we have that?
Do that? I don't have a problem with
audio.
That.
I think
I would love to have the audio.
I don't know how we beat it.
I want butts and I want them now.
Yeah. I want some butts and I want them now.
Like Kofi Coburn. Like I see Kofi Coburn. Kofi Coburn.
The big Kofi Cockburn, you can never have enough bigs. If the dude can play, like you want him, you bring him in, you insert him, whatever.
Wait, whoa. Is that Mike Gandolfo?
Was that Gandolfo?
We have Mike Gandolfo from the Horse Racing Happy Hour. We have him with the Kofi Cockburn and an insert. Let's hear that again,
yeah.
Grossman.
The big Kofi Cockburn, you can never have enough bigs. If the dude can play, like you want him, you bring him in. You insert him, whatever.
Oh, my.
You insert him or whatever. Keep him coming.
Well, Jamie is the favorite.
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to bang on Herb.
What?
They're trying to bang on Herb.
At Purvis, at MOP from 86, he's a liar.
I'm such a wuss.
Oh, Dina.
Let's go back to Davion Mitchell.
No, Issel!
Issel doesn't Grossman, you know this. Issel doesn't give a damn about these about like the Kentucky basketball team.
He
really doesn't.
No.
I don't think he does. Like, he's like, I'm Dan Issel.
Yeah,
I don't give a damn who you are.
Yeah.
Keep him coming.
I'm better than you.
Let's go back to Davion Mitchell.
Now, that's some sweet music to my ears, Mr. Issel. That was heard it through the grapevine.
Yeah. Not much longer would she be mine. What was that song that we played coming into the interview with John? That about put me to sleep.
That was John Denver. I was like, you guys play a lot of John Denver, but it's just that one song. So I'm like, I don't know what else he plays. We'll play this one, and I clicked one.
That was terrible.
You don't listen to the same. Like I do not listen to country music, so I find it very difficult to find bumper music.
First of all, John Denver is not
country music. He's folk. Country. I know.
Okay. All right.
I think it's going to be hot and sticky, as usual.
Not the luminaire.
Not Brad.
Hell down, Jeffrey!
It's delightful.
Hell down, Jeffrey!
Make America great again.
I like the Kentucky Wildcats, but I hate America. I
This is the first time I've gotten to say this, and I've been waiting to pull this one out, and I feel like that now's the time. Us EastEnders got to stay together.
Oh.
God, that felt good. That felt good. Did that feel good? When you pay what I'm paying to live where I'm living, the acoustics better be good.
Win the week.
That's great.
When you pay what I'm paying to live where I'm living, the acoustics better be good.
Yeah, you're right, Robin.
That won the week. Keep them coming. But your ads convinced me you got something better than that.
Whoa.
We'll get you hooked up at this bar with all the pretty girls.
Yeah. No, not no, not normally. Yeah. I don't like. Oh yeah, absolutely. But no, if you lose to Missouri, second game of the season,
what was that noise?
Oh,
that's fair. That's fair. This is Louisville.
That's fair.
We need dunkers.
Texter says Marcus is stuck in his era.
This is Louisville.
What, you old bastard? This isn't 90s basketball anymore.
Oh, so the dunk's not important now.
The dunk shot. It's a dunk shot now. We don't even call it a dunk. It's the dunk shot.
I quit.
I need some water, but I'll do my best attempt here.
I need some water.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
Yes, the Muffin Man!
Is that Greer?
I have so many questions, but I'm not going to ask any of them.
Oh, man, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. That was way better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, Nick Saban's wrong. Yeah, Dabo Sweeney's wrong. You know, Lincoln Riley, he's wrong. Let's just go through all the great coaches out there in college that go by the star system. They're all wrong, but Sas got it figured out. All the all the championships he's won, plural championships. What man? All the championships he's had, and all the stars he's had, all the success in the NFL. I mean, don't you remember the guy that played for App State that's lighting up the NFL right now, and the other guy that played for Louisville 2 years ago that's just make, you know, all those guys, all of them geniuses. I mean,
oh man, bonus hour nuts.
I get on James sometimes, right?
Oh,
because
boy.
When James is like, I heard him the other day, he was like, oh, they coddled Chris Mack. I'm like, yeah, James, because we have to talk to Chris Mack. I'm like, John Calipari doesn't know you live on planet Earth. I may get a text from him after the show. Marcus may get a text after the show. Like we have... Marcus had coffee with the guy the other day for breakfast.
Look, I talked to him for breakfast. We didn't technically have coffee, so you got to clean that one up. I talked to him during coffee time.
When Steve Rummage said that John Calipari doesn't know you exist,
yeah,
I'm here to tell you that's false.
John Cal knows me. He knows who I am. Really? Really? And it's not just a handshake. It wasn't just our first meeting?
No one remembers your damn handshake 9 years ago.
So how does Cal know who I am?
I can't tell you that. But a couple different times.
Yeah.
Oh. Some show stuff.
Yeah.
Some topics. Some back and forth.
Yeah.
Cal has been around the James Strebel mess.
So he's
maybe
in the universe.
Maybe.
He might be in the universe.
He might know who you are.
What? So, okay, two things. One thing, take that, state of Louisville, in your face, Rummage, number one.
State of Louisville.
Number two.
Oh.
I'm sure that he's seen or heard some stuff with me crushing him. Is that? I'm sure that's part of the mix here.
No idea.
Maybe it is.
I don't know.
But and I'm okay with that.
I just know that the certainty that John Calipari does not know of your existence, okay, is not true.
That's not true. Good.
That's all I can tell you. I can't tell you any more than that. I don't know more than that.
That's fine.
But the fact that you are here is what you are. You are. And this is at the lowest realm.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
The lowest rung of the ladder.
Yeah.
You are a warrior being noticed.
Well, how about that? Now, that did make my day. That made me so happy. You know, there's only a few more things that could happen to this day to just make it perfect.
Man.
That just, man, first day of Louisville fell on their face and misrepresented Maven and Roman just conversation, number one. Number two, Rummage, I'm sorry, buddy, but you got proven wrong. You got one up by the King Calipari. He knows who I am. So maybe we don't have conversations and maybe we don't have coffee, but he knows I exist in this universe.
You're not.
That's
no,
never going to happen.
No,
and
no,
I'm okay. I'm at peace
no,
with that.
No.
That's fine.
The next time, you have to kiss the ring.
I'll kiss the ring.
You have to kiss a ring.
Yeah. The other thing is, I'm still not afraid if Calipari is going to be called out. I'm calling him out.
Boy, you are floating right now.
I am floating.
You are in the air.
I am.
Man.
Good stuff, man. That's great stuff.
Keep them coming. We got some time.
It was a garlic garlic something pita bread cracker.
No.
I know. I'm sorry.
You just vetoed again.
But so how does Cal know who I am? I don't want to interrupt that, but I. So he.
What the hell's Pat?
So I think.
You lied to Lynn Bowden.
No, it wasn't a lie.
Lynn Bowden's no one's hero, but anyway. That ain't good, man. Anyway.
He wears that shirt all the time.
Anyway.
I had some food. I know how it sounds. I understand.
You're doing it again.
I'm doing it again. It's really a stuff. I got pita bread stuck in my lap.
God.
Grossman doesn't know what to play at this point.
My
it's just a Tourette's of nonsense.
It is.
Texas says, how many Streebles does it take to hold up Dad's Dockers? What a great text.
Just one. Just the wife.
Well, Streebles got a date, so he needs to get out of here. Where are we at, Grossman? How many do we have? I mean, I know it's a lot. Where are we at?
We're at a point now. I mean, we can just do a couple more and then call it.
All right, that's fine. If you're good with that, I'm good with that. Give us a few more here. Bonus hours coming up next. Reds at 7:40. Reminder, it's the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape on this Friday. Guys, you don't have to live with ED or PD. FDA-approved pulse wave therapy. Find out more about how they can help you today. 690-2800 or HightowerMens.com. Keep them coming.
Have the Streebles signed up yet for the camp?
No. We do not have Kellen Strebel yet.
Oh, Scotty. Texas says, how many Strebels does it take to hold up? Texas says, would you allow Katina Powell to hold your baby?
Sure. I don't have any babies right now.
Texas says, does Strebel wear Dickies to the studio?
No, I don't own a pair of Dickies. No, there's nothing wrong with Dickies. I just don't have any Dickies. Say that. Yes. There you go. That's it. Just, the pants, the shorts.
It's just
not there.
Yeah. How about a guy firing up a big doobie like on a third tee? Just, suppose he did that. What would they do?
Bob.
Oh, Grossman, where are we at, buddy? You tell me. He's finding his sound.
Wow, right, the leg room here is pretty substantial.
I love the leftover sound that he has.
He's pulling it out of nowhere.
You talking about a sonata?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Jack, do you have one or two you want to play to end things? What do you want to do
Let's
here?
Let's do two more.
All right, two more, and then we're done. Let's go.
Take that, State of Louisville. In your face, Rummage.
Okay.
The State of Louisville tweet was extremely misleading. They said that Rummage texts with Chris Mack regularly and that Maven had coffee with Chris Mack just the other day. Neither thing's true.
Oh, you need
so
to get you need
start,
to get
a, start, right off the get, bat,
and they quoted
that was
it.
False.
They quoted it.
They did quote that.
You need to fire back.
Oh, I'll fire back. And I know they're listening. Back. I know State of Louisville's listening right now. If you listen, and you love me. You love me.
Oh,
so,
boy.
I know.
Jack, here we
so,
go.
You got
He's
all your
setting
facts,
the bush light down.
Yeah,
here
all
we
your
go.
Facts are wrong.
Oh, here we go.
They're not having coffee with Mac. They're not talking to Mac on a daily basis.
Maven's got to get coffee.
Y'all are acting like they're more plugged in than I am. I get that. That's fine. But y'all acting like them and Mac are just bros all the time. Like, it's just like, hey, the Mac House Barbecue, we're inviting Maven and Rummage. It ain't true. So you need to clean yourself up, State of Louisville. If you want to come at me, you come correct. You don't come with
that's
quotes
a t-shirt. That's
with
a t-shirt.
Quotes that are taken out of context. Get your context right, State of Louisville. You took up hours of my day on false pretense. State of Louisville's listening right now. If you listen and you love me, you love me.